Benjamin, tell us about the Sinfonía Española. It's called a symphony, but it's something else entirely, right?
Yes, although obviously he very much envisions that the orchestral part is very much a driving factor. I mean, he summons these huge forces, full string complement, winds, harp, quite a few percussion instruments. I think Lalo is just sort of demonstrating this obsession that a lot of French people had at the time with Spanish music. He wrote the piece specifically for Pablo Sarasate, you know, kind of legendary Spanish virtuoso violinist. And so you get these sort of miniature character pieces. There are five total movements in the piece, and each movement is a kind of like perfect encapsulation of various characters from Spain.
What are some of the characteristics of the violin part of this concerto that distinguish it from other concertos?
I would say particularly acrobatic. Of course, you know, there are other very demanding pieces like Brahms and Sibelius and things like that, but this feels especially suited for someone who can fly around the instrument. I mean, really jumping from top to bottom in a measure, essentially, in a split second. I'm thinking especially of the finale. I've really had to drill this. Of course, as a performer, you're focused on artistry and musicality and saying something distinctive, but the basics have to be there too. And I have to say, this was an unusual challenge for me to prepare.
When did you first know that you had not only the talent to be a professional violinist, but also the passion and the drive to do it?
I think I made that decision when I was about 10 years old. I have to give a sort of behind the scenes. My sister is also a musician. She started off on violin when she was 5, and I, wanted to imitate her, essentially. So I picked up the violin at 5. She switched to viola and now actually plays in the Utah Symphony. So this week of concerts, I'm getting to play with my sister, who is very much the inspiration for me picking up the instrument.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very special. I think when I was about 10, I could see that both my sister and I were kind of excelling beyond many of our sort of classmates. I loved doing it. It felt like something that I really could do something, hopefully special with my life. And I just decided at 10, okay, no matter what, violin is always priority. I'll have time for soccer, friends, kind of the normal public school upbringing, but violin would always take precedence.
Did you ever consider another career?
Never seriously. I mean, of course, I had other interests, and I like to think that I'm kind of intellectually curious, but for me, it was always music and violin as my passion.
You must be incredibly busy as a traveling virtuoso, and I'm wondering, what do you like to do when you have some downtime?
I try to do as the most mundane things as possible. So I love cooking. I find that to be kind of the perfect procrastination technique for me. If I don't feel like practicing but still want to feel productive, the whole ritual of shopping, understanding a recipe, experimenting, it's kind of similar to interpretation of music, but obviously with, I guess, more selfish rewards. I'm a big runner. I recently moved to New York about a year ago, so I'm trying to explore all the various neighborhoods. Just try and maintain feet on the ground when I can.
Well, all right. Thank you, Benjamin, for speaking with me today, and good luck on the concerts.
Thanks very much.